Welcome to The Table, where three women of three generations are navigating together how to pursue God as Father, Jesus as Lord, and Spirit as Shepherd through every stage of life. It doesn't always look pretty, and it's never perfect, but we're always aiming to sharpen each other as iron on iron. So sister, pull up a chair, settle in, and get ready to grow with us in today's episode of The Iron Women. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of The Iron Women. Today we are starting a two-part series on the topic lordship. So this first one, we're really going to work through like defining it. They're probably going to be two shorter episodes, but we're really going to focus and concentrate on this first one just in defining it. And then we'll go into like illustrations of what this actually looks like for us. So before we get to that, we are going to do our connection card question. And it is, if you could spend the weekend in any city, which would you choose?
Does it have to be one that we haven't done already?
It doesn't matter. No,
it could be if you could spend the weekend in any
city. Mine would be the weekend, probably Charleston. Yeah. Just a weekend. It'd be Charleston. I'd hit up a couple get some Hyman's Hush Puppies in there.
I mean, that's one of our favorite places. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would choose that. If I had a week, it'd be Disney World. But a weekend is a good Charleston moment.
Yeah, because a weekend you have to like, you can't drive 8 hours
right
to just spend a weekend. So it has to be somewhere like local, more local.
Oh, so lots of parameters on this question. Okay.
Well, unless you want to drive 12 hours to go spend.
Just pick a city. Okay. You're overthinking it.
yeah, I mean, I love Charleston too. I don't know. Okay, I'll say Charleston.
Okay.
I'm feeling pressured here because I'm trying to think like there may be some other ones because we've been to Charleston many times, but like, you know, okay.
I think I would want to do something like something that we haven't done. Like maybe.
See, like
wait,
there.
Is this kid friendly? Like, do we have to take our kids or can we just like
it
go?
It doesn't say all these questions y'all are asking. You get to decide where you go for the weekend and what you do and who you're with.
Can you tell that Erica loves doing this with us?
It's a simple question.
Okay, so we're kidless and okay, it's just my husband and I, and we're going to go explore. And so we're going to go to Charlotte.
Okay.
We've never been to Charlotte.
Yes.
And so
yes.
I would just want to go and just explore the city of Charlotte. I bet there's great food there.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Good answer. It's like on Family Food. Good answer.
Good answer.
Not
good
Family
answer.
Food. Family Feud. Family Feud. Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer. And then you get a
Deanna.
We won the feud that one. Okay. All right. Well, let's just dive right into this. Okay. Lordship. What does it mean? Like, what does it mean? Let's just start there. Lordship. What is lordship?
Okay. So you first want to realize that you'll see Lord in three different ways in scripture. You're going to see capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. You're going to see capital L, then lowercase ORD, and then you may even see lowercase all. Okay. So in every one of them, the main definition is a master, an authority over you. So you have where Sarah calls her husband Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, all the husbands joke, yeah, you better call me Lord and stuff like that. Okay.
That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. yes. And then we'll talk about submission next. But the main difference is like, what is the all capital and what is the capital with lowercase? And so this goes a lot back to Old Testament. So Old Testament, you'll see a lot of all caps. It's because the Jews were very, very strict about like saying the name of the Lord. And so they came up with this. It kind of means the term Yahweh, which didn't have vowels in it originally. And so it's really talking about the God over all, the sovereign God, Lord Adonai. And then when you come to the New Testament, it really is talking about just like the Lord Jesus Christ as your master. He has authority in your life. Now, all three of those words can go really, really deep into the Hebrew and Greek and all of that, but that's a general idea of that. So yeah, you'll definitely see in the New Testament, you know, the capital L.
Yeah.
And the word master has all different kind of connotations, you know, in our culture a lot. We can hear it when people are talking about slavery. So you in a negative connotation with master there. But master can mean, you know, we talk about, you know, the master bedroom in the house, you know, it's the main, the primary, it's the biggest normally. There's all different ways that we can use that word. But in the Bible, there's this passage that says, you know, no man can have two masters. So I thought that would be something to touch on when we're talking about lordship, because if someone cannot have two masters, they can't have two lords. So in that passage, it's talking about, the Lord, obviously, in money. Is that right? Money is the second master.
Yeah.
You can't serve both God and money. So you kind of have to pick one. You have one master, because if you're claiming I have two lords, I have two masters. That's impossible.
Yeah.
One of them is over the other. If they disagree and you have to go to one or the other,
you're going
to, there is one you will always obey over the other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I know Mama had something about the term despot, which I had never heard before.
Yeah. So you'll see, you know, like when a meaning of a master or a ruler, someone that has authority over you. When we think about God and Jesus being our master, you know, he could be what the term is, a despot, and that is a cruel taskmaster. Mm. So, like, you will even hear, and, you know, with slavery situations, and there's been numerous slavery situations, not just the ones we've experienced in our country, but you go all the way back to the Jews and stuff. And so there were some masters that were good masters. Mm-hmm. That, you know, like, you work for me and I will pay you and I will treat your family well. But then there were despots.
Yeah.
And they were cruel masters.
Yeah.
And so when we start thinking about this aspect of Jesus and God being our Lord and Master, it's interesting how some people have a very negative connotation to that, because maybe their only experience of someone being a master over them has been very negative.
Right.
And so our God, our Lord, is not that.
Yeah.
He's not that. And that's where you have to understand who God is based on his character, who he says he is. And obviously the Lord Jesus Christ being God, he is not a cruel taskmaster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to submit to his lordship in our life, we are giving in, submitting, yielding over to someone that has our very best interest at heart.
Yeah.
Who knows the end from the beginning.
Yep.
Who sees everything.
Yeah.
And so if we can get that attitude, mm-hmm. not the cruel.
Yeah.
But the good master.
Yeah.
The good master. And even though we're tempted to go to other masters, like Erica said, like, mm-hmm. who will you serve, God or money?
Right.
Well, just know that the master of money will lead you to places that are not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But God will always lead you to where it's good for you. So yes, understanding that as Lord is a good master.
Talk about the dynamic of whether or not you choose him. Like, Jesus is still Lord.
Yeah. So you, so when I became a believer, Jesus became the Lord of my life.
Right.
He has the right to say, there is no such thing as saying, well, no, Lord. No, that's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
It's always yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, because you're my master. I'm supposed to do what you say. But whether we submit to him or not, or agree to that, he is Lord over all.
Uh-huh.
And one day, everyone will bow the knee and confess that he is Lord of all. So it's not my submission to him. It's not my yielding to him. It's not my agreement to making him Lord of my life that makes him Lord.
Yeah, he just is.
He is Lord. He is Lord God over all, King of kings. There are no other gods like him.
Right.
And so whether I submit or not, he's Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like something that I remember having conversations like really early as a Christian. Like, I accept Jesus as my savior. I'm struggling with like how he's my Lord.
Yeah.
You know, like that was something that I remember like wrestling through. Like, Jesus has saved me. Like, I know I'm saved, but like I'm struggling. I'm struggling to like bend my will to his. Like, I still want what I want. Like, does that mean that Jesus isn't my Lord? You know, like yeah. I remember having those like those wrestling moments. I mean, still now, I mean? Like
I've been saved 50 years yeah, and yeah. I still have those.
But moments. I remember like the very first time that I ever like even like put the two of those together, like when they met in my brain, like, no, Jesus is Lord and yes. Savior. Like he's yes. Savior and Lord,
yeah.
you know, and it was yeah. like this lordship, like switch, like it was this transition over like, oh, I'm not the Lord of my own life.
Right.
Like I have been bought and paid for.
Yes.
And the price was incredibly high. And yes. my life is now no longer my own.
Well, yeah, that's what 1 Corinthians tells us.
Yeah.
Do you not know, Paul says?
Yeah.
Do you believers not know? Here you are. You're trying to live your life with still wanting all the things that you think are best for you.
Yes.
And Paul pleads with them. Do you not know?
Yeah.
You have been bought with a price.
Yeah.
And the price was the Son of God yeah. gave his life, shed yeah. his blood. Do you not know this high price?
Yes.
Therefore.
Yes.
If you know this, glorify God yes. in your body.
Yeah.
And so my body is not my own anymore.
Yep.
Everything about me, mm-hmm. everything, every aspect of my life needs to come under.
Yes.
You have the right, Lord.
Yes.
To tell me how I live this life. And I'm just going to tell you that, like, that is something that does not go over well.
Yeah.
In the culture we're living in where it's saying, no, you
are the Lord of your life.
You are the Lord yeah, of your I life. Know.
And don't you dare try and tell anybody.
I know. Right? But the
something
thing
different
is,
than what their truth is.
They're having that, for some reason, they have a belief system that to make him Lord of our life or to submit to him as Lord is a bad negative thing.
Right.
That's and what I was, yeah.
If I submit to him, then he's just going to take. He's just going to yeah. take from me. He's going to take it all away.
Yes.
He's going to take everything that I want, you know, and he's going to take all my hopes and my dreams. And that's like, we view God as this taker.
Right.
You know? So, and
yeah, I used to have an issue with that. I used yeah. to struggle with the man, like, I know he is, and I've, you know, chosen him as my Lord. And like, I know he is the Lord of Lords and he will be for all time. And even those who don't believe will bend the knee one day, all that, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, but like, I'm struggling with the whole taking thing. Like,
yeah.
I know you're the Lord and you're sovereign and you're faithful. Like, I know all that. But like, if you take this from me, like, that means like I'm acknowledging the fact that you're a Lord that could do things I don't like or agree with.
Yeah.
And that I wouldn't have chosen. And that's because in our heads, we are still Lord.
Yes.
Because once you get over the fact that you've released all lordship over yourself and given right. lordship duty over to the Lord and the fact that he is so faithful and he is so sovereign and he is trustworthy, right. those should comfort us and encourage us and empower us to accept his lordship.
Yeah.
But there is the side of him as a Lord, as right. a master, as a sovereign God that like, I wrote this plan.
Yes.
Little girl, I wrote this plan.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
life is mine. I yeah. own you now. Yeah. Like you're going to go where I say go. You're going to do what I say do because I've got bigger plans than just your little life.
Yeah.
Like I'm Lord
yeah.
over everyone's life, over all time, over right. all creation. And it's all working together for my glory.
Yeah.
So like, yes, it's for your good, but it's also for my glory.
Oh yeah.
And it's a shifting perspective of like, it's not just about me.
Right.
So lordship is not just about Erica. Lordship is about the Lord.
Yeah.
We've got to release like our claim on lordship.
Yeah. I feel like even that is like an advanced, like maybe a more mature thought process. Like he will work everything out for my good because I am chosen and loved by him, but he will ultimately work it out for his glory.
Yeah.
And I want that more.
Yeah.
There needs to be like a shifting and a maturing of you want God's glory more than you want your own good to work out, mm-hmm. you know?
And let's just be honest. It's not easy.
It's not easy. Okay. I once heard, and you guys know me, my little one-liners, someone said, if you knew what God knew, you would do what God does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you knew what God, like, I was just like, man, that is like, you're right. Like yeah. if we, you know what I mean? Like, obviously we can't know what God knows. And I find actually a lot of satisfaction and peace in that
because yeah.
I don't
yeah.
want to fit him yeah. in my brain.
Yeah.
And I don't want to worship a God that I can understand because yeah. I am yeah. dumb to be quite honest, you know what I mean? But like, if we knew and saw the tapestry, like the backside of the tapestry, we would weave it the same exact way.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like,
I have a friend, I mean, we all know her, but she recently lost her father, and she was giving a devotional thought to our worship team last week. And she shared how the song Firm Foundation, Christ is our firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, everything mm-hmm. around me is shaken. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus. He's never let me down.
Yeah.
She says since he passed, she has struggled with that song.
Yeah.
Because her flesh and her mind and her heart tell her he has let you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Lord has let you down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she's in this season of like, I can't sing it out loud yet, but I know in my heart, I believe it, but yeah. tears just stream when we worship with it in church.
Yeah. yeah.
So it just made me think of, you know, tying worship into this and even yeah. prayer, like
I know.
Going to him, even when your heart is broken.
Yes.
There is like this soft place in there where it's just like, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have faith because you've told me to.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've lost my father and you're still Lord and just choosing to believe it and mm-hmm. just choosing to worship and choosing to come to you in prayer. Mm. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord yeah. of Lords. And I can't sing the words yet, but the tears are going to flow and I'm still bringing it to you because I'm choosing to believe that you are still Lord. You yeah. are still yeah. Lord of my yeah. life.
You know, Erica, the best thing we can do as sisters, brothers in Christ is let others know that, yeah, I've gone through this mm-hmm. type of thing too. And when this and this and this happened, and I just struggled, like I had these thoughts or he's asking me to do this. And I just don't want to do it. And I think that's where we'll go, like, as we talk about this more next one. But the thing is, like, we all experience this. And I think if we did just share this more with each other, instead of looking at others and be like, oh, they got this, you know, thing down. And I didn't even know about lordship, you know, until mm-hmm. But yes, it is a constant
yeah.
moment by moment. And that's why we have to every day.
Yeah.
Every day, just like, okay, I die to myself.
Yep.
I die to myself because myself does not understand everything that's going on.
Right.
And so I'm going to submit to your lordship every day. And it may even be moment by moment, depending on what scenario you are in.
Right.
This isn't an easy thing. Right. Because the flesh is so strong.
I know.
And it's just like you said, we don't see what God sees.
Right.
And we're not living with an awareness of everything and how this all ends. Mm-hmm. And that's why this is faith.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a life of faith.
Yeah. Right.
And that's why God says, oh, to please me, live by faith. This yeah. pleases me. And I don't get that.
Yeah.
But I do know this. Every time I take that step of, okay, I don't understand what you're doing. I don't even like what you're doing, but I'm going to trust you in this.
Yep.
And I'm still going to keep you Lord of my life.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's what I love. It's in that, what's that? The movie where, one of the Kendrick Brothers movies, and you know, the guy and his wife, and she's not able to have children.
Oh, Facing the Giants.
Is that one, Facing the Giants? Yeah. And she goes out to the truck
mm-hmm.
and she says, Lord, even if
yes,
you do not, that is one of like the best moments in that whole movie. Even if you do not give me what I so desperately desire,
yeah.
I will still love you. I will worship you. You will yeah. still be my Lord. And I'm paraphrasing yep. basically without it is,
yeah.
but that's where we have to come to.
Yep.
And it may take a little bit of a time, a moment to come to that point.
Yeah.
But I've lived a little bit now to know that, okay, this is the best place to live.
Yeah.
And just, yes, Lord.
It makes me think of all those terms throughout the Psalms of like the shelter of his wings.
Yes.
Hiding in the hiding place.
Yes.
The shelter
the
or
rock.
The rock. Yes. It's just like the hideaway.
Yes.
Lordship yes. does have, you know, the side of it where there's obedience.
Yes.
In lordship.
Yes. Well, in that verse that you just said too, it's he who dwells mm-hmm. in the shadow of the Almighty will rest.
Yeah.
He who dwells in the presence of the Almighty will rest in the shadow of he. Mm.
Yeah.
And that's like, man, like when you're dwelling,
yeah,
all of us, like when
under
he does,
his almightiness,
right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like you're dwelling there Monday through Friday, or like mm-hmm. not Monday, Sunday through Sunday.
Yeah, you're doing it on Saturday.
Saturday's your day off.
Saturday, I I dwell on a necklace.
or the outlets. Oh, goodness. But okay. So, but if we dwell there, you know, then when the Lord does something that he is Lord over and that he chooses to do and allow to make happen, now all of a sudden there is this element of rest. You've been dwelling with him, and there's this, of course you're still going to fight in it and you're like, your flesh is going to battle it and everything else, but there is a rest that you can rest in him.
And like you can't have one without the other because a good master and a good Lord does ask you to do things. He's still the master. There's still work to do.
Right.
There's jobs to get done. There's obedience to be had, but you know, at the end of the day, when you've obeyed, come on, you know, I've got something to put over your head at night. I've got a place for you to hide. There's some food for you to eat. It's a two-sided coin.
That's our God too. You know, like I think about that. Like when, what's his face was like depressed and like sad. And he's like, they're all going to kill me. And he was like, sit down, take a nap and here's some food.
And he wrote, you know, and like, he wrote, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
I shall not want. You will never go without.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You will never need there. Yeah. There will never be lack.
Yeah.
When he is your Lord.
Yeah.
When the shepherd is your Lord.
Yeah. Okay. So then practically, how do I make him Lord of my life?
Yeah. And that's the fun part. So yeah, you're going to have to come back to our next podcast to get the answers on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Awesome. Well, then let's close it out. We've got our fun cup question. And it is slightly different than the first one, right?
Oh,
first
no,
one was, it is I have to differentiate this.
Parameters.
The first one was a city that we could go to for a weekend, right?
Yes.
So you had to like something kind of close. Okay. This is, which state would you love to visit?
U.S.
state.
Okay. So this is a visit, which means that you could visit for a whole month. You could have, you could take an RV there and you know, okay. So where would you visit?
State. I would visit California because I want to go to Disneyland. I also kind of want to see like Malibu, San Diego, San Francisco, all those California cities that like people talk about, like it's perfect weather and like, you know, it's just like I want to see the
foggy there all the
in like San Francisco.
Yeah.
But like San Diego is supposed to be like balmy and like LA is supposed to be balmy and Malibu is supposed to be balmy. I want to go to these balmy places.
Balmy.
When I say mine, you're going to be like, oh yeah.
Wait, let me see if I can guess yours. Texas.
No.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, I'd like to go there to do the Joanna Gaines
stuff.
Yeah,
the Magnolia stuff.
And that would just frustrate me because like us being all spenders.
If you say,
I know.
That's not a U.S. state.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Hawaii?
No.
Alaska?
No. Rhode Island.
Oh, okay. Why would I say that?
Rhode Island because Anne of Green Gables.
No, that's Prince Edward Island in Canada. That's what I'm trying to say. That is not U.S. state.
Oh.
Rhode Island is a state.
Yes.
With like Long Island.
We're going to need y'all to sell this for us.
Nope. No, it's settled.
Prince Edward Island, but you can get Canada to it from there.
Mama, no.
No?
On the map. No, mama.
No. Is this different? Listen, we never claim to be geography experts here.
Mama, no. Prince Edward Island is like way up higher into the Canadian islands.
Listen, I just learned where Israel was in the last few
so
years.
Deanna's going to go to Rhode Island and she's going to get on a boat
for Anne of Green Gables and never find it.
And she's going to tell that captain.
So I have to shout this out. Annalise, don't tell your mama I just said that, okay? Okay, I will say, I want to go up to like the New Hampshire and Vermont.
Okay. Seriously?
Yes. We went to Cape Cod on our honeymoon and we were so scared. We didn't know what to do. We didn't do anything. And we didn't see anything. I want to go up to those New England
States. That would be nice. Like would in the early
guys,
fall.
Would you guys come with us if we took you on a family vacation?
Probably not.
No.
When people ask me to come on family vacations, I just say
no. Your own cabin.
No. It probably no. I'm just going to be honest.
That's where my parents live. My parents live in Maine.
Yeah.
And so we go, that's where we literally like go and frequent.
And I just talked all about spiritual family. Of course we would go.
I'm a no. No offense, but I don't like doing vacations with other people's families. I've had not good
experiences. I know. We've attempted to, and it's just,
it's so not the same.
I know. It's really not. There's like a level of relaxation that you just can't have because you just kind of have
to. Well, like we kind of just mind did that New York thing. And like we too were just like, man, there was almost like, we almost wish someone was with us.
Yeah. But different sleeping quarters, different like relaxation quarters. Like,
oh, if you maybe would like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we have a timeshare and it's in Lincoln, New Hampshire, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so if you guys had your own room and we had our own room, we could totally go.
Yeah.
And Lincoln is beautiful.
Yeah. Lincoln, New Hampshire? I thought it was Lincoln, Nebraska.
That's the capital of Nebraska, but there's another Lincoln apparently in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I know there can be two.
So, so I don't have any desire to go anywhere north. Okay, for my state of choosing.
I wouldn't, born there.
She's from there. That's old news.
Born and raised there, and it's old. It is.
Yeah.
She wants something new, exciting, which is
new and exciting, and Nevada.
Nevada?
Nevada.
Isn't that where not Grand Canyon.
I'm not sure.
Grand Canyon's Arizona.
Wait, what's next to Colorado?
It's beside Arizona. Nevada?
What's Utah? Is it Utah? It's Utah. It's Utah. I want to see like the desert and like the big like the like Lincoln, formations
Mount Rushmore?
No.
The trees?
No, that's
We're
Washington.
We're frustrating this not out of some of our leader. Our
Oregon
no,
has all the trees.
Okay, so Utah has like it's like desert, but they also have these like sand rock formation.
See, I could care less about desert and it's sand like, rock sure. formation.
Yeah,
Wyoming.
You do it's it though. Pretty,
no, it's okay. Utah. I think it's Utah.
Montana.
It's not Arizona.
Well, I have a niece
Arizona's
that lives out there,
and
so
arid.
Go stay with
so
her.
So my,
Nevada is Las
my brother
Vegas.
Has lived in Colorado before, and he that was
yes,
like his
I've
dream.
Heard Colorado is beautiful.
So I've been to Colorado. Yes. I went to Vail, Colorado, which was like gorgeous, and it was in the middle of it was like well it was fall, so it was all the trees and everything else. It was beautiful, but my brother lived there, and he said that they would like vacation on the weekends, and they would go to Utah. Like every weekend because it's like so beautiful and pretty there with like all these sand. So I just want to go.
Okay.
I really do want to go see the Grand Canyon too though. Where's that?
Arizona.
Somewhere out there.
Is it Arizona?
Is it not? Sure. We're going to go with Arizona.
I think it is Arizona. Okay. So then that's what I was originally like the Grand Canyon.
Doesn't
I want to
like go over.
I
want to
go out
states?
West.
Yeah. I think it maybe goes into multiple states, but I've always associated Arizona.
Yeah, me too.
I want to go see that stuff. I want to go out west because I've never spent like any amount of time there.
Well,
I've gone
have
one
said,
weekend
like, to
Vail.
Do that. The best way to do that is get you an RV.
An RV. I know that's what I want to do.
Yeah. I have
like we
no
know people right now who have
RV.
I know
across the.
I don't know that I could do it. Like we have friends who literally not friends, they're acquaintances, but they got an RV. They stuck their whole family in this RV and they like rented out their house and they are just traveling. They for the last year have just traveled across the whole United States with their kids. They're homeschooling and like everything else.
It's too much for me.
I know. Yeah, I could never, much. it would feel so
chaotic
and unstable for me. Like I wouldn't be able to do, but they loved
own.
It. They loved it. And now they're going out to do a whole nother year. Cause they loved it.
All right.
I know. But yes, that's what I would want to do. I would want to get an RV and I would want to go and visit like all those Western states. It would also be really, really cool to go see like an old Western town from like a movie, from like a Western movie.
You can do that at Hollywood or MGM Studios at Disney.
No, I want like authentic.
Yeah. I don't care about authentic.
That would be fun.
But I would like to see the historical stuff in Boston and the leaves and eat the food.
Oh, we're so going to have to bring y'all with us.
Yeah.
When we get to that level of being able to vacation with, we'll plan it. We'll let y'all know how it goes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Join us next week for part two of this Lordship series. We're going to be diving into some examples of just how we've walked this out, how the Lord has worked out his own Lordship in our lives. So stay tuned and we'll see you next week.
Hey sisters, thank y'all so much for spending your time with us. We are excited and expectant for everything Jesus is going to do through these conversations. If you found this encouraging, insightful, or if it brought you some moments of joy or laughter, go ahead and share this episode with your spiritual sisters to keep today's conversation going. Then come on back and hang out with us on the next episode of The Iron Women.